How did you hear about the news about what happened this morning in Las Vegas?
Well, this morning I had an alert show up on my phone early in the morning, and you know, as soon as I saw the details, I knew today was going to end up like this, with a lot of people were going to want to help.
And then have you been in touch with the United Blood Services in Las Vegas? What are the needs right now, and what are you hearing?
Yeah, our communication mechanism went into full gear this morning. And so what is happening is in Las Vegas, as you can imagine, at 2 o'clock in the morning, people started to line up. They opened up their doors at our sister centers there in Las Vegas with many of the centers and started collecting, you know, at 4 a.m.
And we're in the lobby right now of the Blood Center, right near the Reno Tahoe Airport, and it's very busy. There's, I would say, about 50 people in the lobby. There's a line out the door. What kind of response have you been seeing all morning from the Northern Nevada community?
So I guess the easiest way to put it in perspective is the amount of people that we're seeing in the lobby right now at this moment is about is how many people we see in a whole day on a Monday. So the response has been immediate. We've had many, many people, organizations, the casinos, convention centers, media reach out to us asking if we wanted to host special blood drives. And so we had to assess, and what we're asking right now is a controlled response. We'll do our best to accommodate as many folks today, but we are asking people, we do need blood throughout the week, not only for the normal use that's outside of Vegas, but also some of it will be used to replenish.
And then do you have enough staff and resources right now to accommodate the outpouring of support here in the community?
So if I was going to talk about Reno specific, with the amount of people that would want to donate, it could definitely overwhelm us. From a United Blood Services perspective, when you add in all the different states, we have the resources in place to collect more than what's adequate. But to answer that question again, that's just Northern Nevada. With the amount of people that want to donate, it definitely overwhelms us. And we want to avoid a flip side of what can happen in these situations where you have a lot of interest one week and then donations dramatically decline the following week. And so we don't want that happen either, because the blood that actually was sent to the hospitals and that was transfused and used in the situation was blood that was collected last week. And so that's how managing the blood supply works, is you have to have a responsible combination of all the different blood types and red cells and plasma and platelets, and we can't collect it all in one day, and because of expiration dates. And so it's a continuous maintenance of the community's blood supply that we have stewardship over, and that's what, and during these circumstances, we ask for people's understanding. You know, when you see the news reports and you see the images and you get to know more of the details of what happened, you want to do something. But we do have to make sure we handle it responsibly.
If people want to help and donate blood, what do they need to know?
So our best utilization for our current staff is to come to our fixed sites. So we have a center here in Terminal Way in Reno, and a location in Carson City, and a location in Sparks. And then we do have a variety of community blood drives in Northern Nevada that are scheduled for this week. So go to bloodhero.com and see if there's an appointment slot still available.
Scott Edward, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
All right, thank you.